Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, and we're going to get straight to the show. I have Don Carriker on with us as I Want a Great Home Loan, and I think when we were on last, Don had told us we were going to talk about New Year, but I can't remember for sure. Welcome back, Don. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Beth Ann. How about you?
I'm doing good. Did my memory get me right?
We were going to talk about Christmas.
Oh, okay, Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, that comes before New Year's. I'm doing good.
That's
I'll have
right.
you know I had another grandbaby yesterday. So
congratulations.
My listeners have to get
boy
used to that. This was a boy. We had a girl 2 weeks ago. So we've got two weeks apart, and everybody's good and healthy and fine, and we're all happy.
Fabulous. That sounds good. I'm not a granddad yet.
Yeah, you're not old enough.
No.
Although I was in my 40s when I had my first grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
We were going to talk about today. I mean, obviously it's Christmas, and last show we were talking about some of our favorite movies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned some things, about divorce, and unfortunately things like bad things happen this time of year. Wanted to talk to the folks that are out there that are maybe not having a great Christmas season, due to finances. They don't know where to turn. They don't know what to do. Nobody teaches you this stuff in school.
Hmm.
It can be a really depressing time when you're thinking about, I really love these parts of my people and my family, and I can't do anything for them. I'm, maybe got laid off or something. So I know you have a phone number where people can call in, and I thought it might be good if anybody was struggling and wanted.
Let me get that. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, and if they're having troubles or whatever, maybe you and I together can put our heads together and help them have a little bit better Christmas season. There's different things you could do. One bit of advice is that some of your most cherished memories, at least for me anyway, of gifts that people have given me have not been toys or trinkets or whatever, even if it's a really nice thing. Some of the best things are things that I have gotten from my father. He handed down to me. One of the best presents I ever got from my little brother was he actually put together a CD that was, just songs I liked and different, like he had a driving CD and he had another CD for when we were out playing around on the lake and that kind of thing. It took a lot of thought, a lot of effort, but it proved to me that, he cared about me and that he, he knew me because the ones he picked were off. And so just little things like that. You don't have to spend $1 billion to show people you love. And if you're in a position where you don't have that any funds to do that, just spend some time and figure out, like we talked about the movie It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Even if you, let's say you gave them a heartfelt letter that told them exactly how they touched your life. I bet you they would frame that or keep that forever. And it would be a very nice gift that somebody could give somebody else and let them know, if it wasn't for them, they may be in a totally different, different place in their life. So, there's little ideas, things that you could do that you don't have to be wealthy to actually do some of the best gifts that are out there.
And also spending time to make Christmas special. Spend time together. Maybe if you're going to do things, a lot of people, I don't know if it's economically feasible anymore or that much better anymore, but they make Christmas gifts instead of going out and buying them. They make something. We've got a neighbor that usually brings us something that she has baked or put together, and those mean so much. And I had a little goodies from somebody in Sunday school on Sunday that I can't seem to keep out of because they taste so good. Mm-hmm. Things like that you can do do that together as a family and take them out together. Something we used to do, and not everybody would do this. We used to go caroling as a family.
We've done that a few times.
Things that make
people don't do that so much anymore.
They make memories. We can't find people home anymore. They're too busy Christmas shopping.
yeah. There you go. Well, yeah, you hit on a really good thing. You know, making memories. You know, doing something nice for somebody that that you put off for a while, or getting back in contact with, you know, a family member. There's all sorts of neat things that people can do to make this Christmas season special for them.
And what if you don't? What if you can't get to family this year? There's certainly somebody in your neighborhood or in your community that could use a little family that day. Do something together with someone that someone else that doesn't have family close by, or you know, an elderly person up the street or around the block that or in your church that could use a little family together.
There you go.
You know, adopt somebody for Christmas. Making memories is important, because the stuff doesn't stay, but the memories do.
No. The trinkets, we call it in my business, when you're handing out little pens and things, we call it trinkets and trash.
Eventually, that's where they end up.
You can buy something, gift cards. I hate gift cards. What an impersonal gift.
Oh, stop it now. I have to do that sometimes.
I know, and we all do. We all do it. And I'm guilty as much as anybody else.
I had to cave when I started that a few years ago. But it just got so difficult to figure out what to get the kids that the older ones, not the little ones. I want to watch them open presents. But, you know, Don, and you may not be aware of this, but my listeners are. But Saturday marked the anniversary of when I lost everything in a fire. My home, we lost everything.
I didn't know that.
And it was in 1983, December the 16th. I was 8 months pregnant with my fifth child. It was a devastating year. But God shone through that, and people were generous and gave. And one of the gentlemen there in the neighborhood, well, we lived on the farm back then, he gave $200, and he said, "You go get those boys Christmas." And, nobody wanted my children to do without Christmas. And it's a Christmas we will never, ever forget, or at least I will never, ever forget. And it wasn't the things, because the things were gone. It was the people, and it was the love that you hold on to and that you remember.
Absolutely. Now, that's a touching story. I didn't even know that.
And you know something else I learned in that? All those ladies out there, if you have china or special dishes or special this or special that you save for someday special, there's no day more special than today, the present. So get those dishes out or whatever it is you save for good, and you use them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely use them.
Every Christmas we get out, we have a big family gathering, and we get out my aunt's dishes that she gave us.
Oh, wow.
God rest her soul. And we use those, and things like that. Hand-me-downs sound terrible. They sound like, the Depression era where they were but quite honestly, those are heirlooms. Those become heirlooms to the children. So if you're an older person listening, right now, if you're older and you're thinking, we wanted to go buy them something and blah, blah, blah. We couldn't figure out the perfect gift. Find something that means something to you, and that you are ready to give away, and give it to your loved ones, because those will be the things they will cherish for forever.
Absolutely. Why wait to make a list when you've passed? Give them now. Give it now.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. What's going on with you this Christmas? 877-895-5410. Don't let it get you down. We've got some good ideas. 877-895-5410. And Don and Beth Ann will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. I like the bumper music my producers put in there. That's pretty cool music. We're visiting today with Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. It's IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you know you do. And we're talking about Christmas. We're talking about other things that that he can help you with. You know, I have some friends, Don, that used to always say no more than 3 gifts for Christmas with their children. They didn't get a big pile of them. They said they brought 3 gifts to the baby Jesus, and that's all you're going to get is 3 gifts.
That kind of
brought it down a little bit.
Yeah, it puts it in perspective. There's a lot of good information from our biblical stories and everything. One of which I was thinking of over the break is, you know, there are people that are struggling financially, and, you know, a lot of people, I don't know, you remember how people used to look down their noses at, you know, divorces? And divorce is a terrible thing.
It is.
But it doesn't have the stigma it used to have. It really doesn't. It seems more like a fact of life. One of the things that's out there that is, still has a stigma about it, or somewhat does, is bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, bankruptcy is a financial tool. If somebody is looking down their nose at you about a bankruptcy, then they probably don't understand finances and how they work, because quite honestly, or they don't understand also the Bible, because if you look in Deuteronomy, it does talk about letting debts go after 7 years. And I do believe, I can't prove this, but I do believe that's where probably our laws came about, to where you can't file a bankruptcy beyond if you file a bankruptcy, you can't file another one for 7 years on a Chapter 7 where the debts are forgiven. And I like to hope and think that that's where they got that number from. They didn't just make it up out of thin air. So if you're struggling and you really don't know what to do, that may be an option. And it's not a bad option. Very, very many wealthy people, including our president,
yes,
have used the bankruptcy laws to help them recover from economic disaster. And it doesn't mean anything. Obviously, you could be frivolous, and you could go out and you could, you know, just blow all sorts of money on credit cards and blah, blah, and act like you're rich. Then filing bankruptcy, yeah, that might be a little bit dishonest. But if you've had a medical issue or you've had a job issue, like the past 10 years of our economy, you know, if you've had issues, don't be afraid to use that tool, because you could, with the right information, you could take your credit scores that are in the, you know, 400 or 500s right now and get those back up into the 600s and 700s within a few years by doing the right things right after a bankruptcy and the right things before a bankruptcy. I knew a lot of people that I've counseled where we tell them, if you're in financial difficulty, there are ways where you can basically protect your credit score, and you could have a 700 credit score after 2 years out of a bankruptcy, and you could buy a house. So it's not the end of the world. It doesn't stop you for 10 years from doing anything financial. So if you're interested, I mean, if you're struggling, you're having difficulty, you want some help, that's my gift to you, the listeners. If you want to call me anytime, I mean, even after hours, it doesn't matter, 417-844-5370. That's 417-844-5370. I will earn nothing off of this. I am not doing it to make money. I have been very blessed with a great business for the last 20 years. I'm still in business. God provides every year, and I'm just helping, you know, want to help and give back.
Trying to help
people out that are struggling.
We appreciate that. Let me give your number a little slower, because I'm going to give the number here, but they may, if they've got something personal they want to talk with you, they may not, financially, they may not want to do that.
Sure.
It's 877-895-5410 if you want to talk right here, right now. If you want to talk to him off the air after he's finished with CSC Talk Radio, you can give him a call at 417-844-5370. I'm going to go a little slower. 417-844-5370. All right. There's lots of things that people can do, and, you know, we all get where we spend too much sometimes, and we all get in issues and into problems. You know, the credit cards are easy to get into. You know, it's just a simple thing. It seems like it's easy, you know, to go purchase and just put it on a credit card. Until you start getting those interest rates on those, and you have to start paying back, and then it gets pretty ugly.
Yeah, with credit cards, I highly recommend you, if you're shopping for Christmas, I mean, we're a week away. I barely even started my shopping, so I'm one of the late comers. But if you're in the process and you're still, you know, trying to get that done, one bit of advice, if you get yourself or you already have got yourself in deep on credit card debt, if you have a 401k at work, that's a 401k retirement plan at work, you may be able to borrow against that and get yourself out of debt and get that monkey off your back. And the good news about that is that you could use, if you were to borrow, now, you're not allowed to borrow the full amount. Typically, they only let you borrow up to 50% of it. But it is an outlet to where you could get yourself out of financial difficulty. And the good news is you're going to pay yourself interest. You're not going to pay somebody else interest. You're not going to pay the credit card company's interest anymore. You'll be paying yourself. And that's kind of neat, because if you borrow, let's say you borrow $10,000 against your 401k, and the market tanks after you borrow the money, well, what happens is your loan that you're paying yourself back with is actually increasing the value of your 401k rather than decreasing it. You're paying yourself interest, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So it helps offset the crash. You know, so it's not a bad thing. I don't recommend doing it unless it's a necessary thing. You do it. You can do it sometimes for buying a house. You can borrow money against your 401k to buy a house, come up with a down payment. So many different creative ways where, you know, you can get yourself to where you can survive through the holidays. And the best thing you can do to survive is a little self-control. Like you said, no more than 3 gifts per child is a very good way of explaining the biblical story and giving the reason why they only get 3 gifts. And 3 is plenty for any child.
You know, oh, yes. Usually, at a younger age, they're more fascinated with the boxes and the paper than they are the gift anyway. And planning ahead, having a list, planning ahead, which I have been always been pretty bad about. I try, you know, and it's that keeping it even thing that gets me, you know, whenever you're trying to keep it even money-wise and package-wise, if you're not going by the 3 gifts per. And it's a never-ending job. But having a plan, first have a budget, then have a plan, and shop accordingly, and make yourself stay on it. And think about other things that can make that day special, whether it's a special meal that you're preparing, that maybe the family's preparing together if you're not traveling. You know, different things you can do to make the memories, because that's what it's about. That's what family's about, make memories and keep Christ in Christmas. We like to read the story before the gift opening begins, and it gets harder and harder every year. And this is number 14 grandchild, so it gets harder and harder every year, and because of the chaos and how many people are in the house, you know. But we try to at least do that once a year.
Yeah.
You know, before we open gifts, and they trade gifts, and we have them give their own gift over to their cousin if they drew names. They walk their own gift over. So I think that's important.
Do you open all at once?
I love chaos. It drives some of my daughter-in-laws crazy, but I love chaos.
Too funny. So you hand them all out, and then everybody just rips into them.
The ones that I hand to them, yes. When it's the ones that they exchange names, no, we do that one by one. But the ones that we give to the grandchildren, we pass them all out, and then we say go. And it drives a couple of the daughter-in-laws nuts, but I like the chaos. I like to see them.
That's
just
funny.
Go crazy.
Yeah, we typically do it once at a time. Do you guys have a favorite meal that you do for Christmas?
Lately, it's more snack. The last couple of Christmases, I've done a brunch where we actually sit down, and then the rest of the day, we do the evil snacking all day long. Everybody brings a little something, and we snack all day long. Oh, my goodness, the music has started. Do you really want to leave, or do you want to stay? I'm giving you the option. Do you have to go?
I've got to get going.
He's got work to do, doggone it. He's got work.
Yeah, I'm actually sitting in the parking lot of my office, and got to get run in. There's a lot of people trying to close their loans before Christmas.
Oh, you better get it done, then. You got to help people do that.
Absolutely.
Don, thank you.
New house for Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your family. Merry Christmas to you. We're having Christmas in January, so I got a little more procrastination to do. Have a Merry Christmas, Don. Thank you for all you do. Appreciate it. We're going into a break. When we come back, I have some current event news to share with you at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
A Moment from a Founding Father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSE Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
I really like the Christmas music that we have for the bumpers. It's just pretty mellow. Some of it's kind of swingy, and I like all kinds of music. I'm one of those that procrastinates, and maybe it's because, I don't know, I've always been a procrastinator. I don't know if I could even give you a reason why, but I don't have Christmas until, with the big Christmases, until January, after the Christmas day. So I tend to procrastinate. I try to get the shopping done, but everything doesn't get done. And I'm so busy going out in the evenings because I work during the day, go out in the evenings and do the shopping. I'd start to get the decorating done or the candy baking or the cookie baking. And the last several years, things haven't worked out too well for my card giving. By the way, I've receiving cards from many of you, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much for the cards you have sent here at CSC Talk Radio with the nice little messages in them. They mean so much to me. And some of you have actually put a little gift in there to help the show, and I appreciate that very, very much. But decorating, I do love to decorate. I don't like taking it down, but I do love to decorate, and I'm still working on it. I don't have the whole house finished yet, but we're going to get there. First of all, I'm going to say why this becomes a part of the news, I don't know. But if you remember, several weeks ago, we talked about the White House decorating, and some of the mainstream media, they just were appalled and they were upset, and I don't know why, but they don't like Melania Trump very much, and I don't understand that. I always think the White House looks nice. I know that the first ladies usually have help with that. It's not just all their ideas. But they made a big deal out of it, and as if we're in competition with other first ladies, particularly the last first lady. And this article, I'm just sharing it with you because I don't understand why it's even a part of the news. But Melania Trump, and they're claiming that this was to kind of dig at the last first lady because she was all about eating healthy. And of course, we know she kind of messed up with the lunch programs, at least in my opinion, because I believe those teenagers need a little bit more food and calories than what she was willing to let them have. And it kind of messed some things up, and they're going back to, I don't know if it's back to normal, but they're going to try to redo that lunch system, get back to where they were. But now, when you can't afford a lot of decorations and some of the things you might do, I know when I was a kid, Mom and Dad would buy oranges during the Christmas season. They would buy fruit. And they always bought that great big box of the assorted chocolates. I would assume it was Brock's. I don't remember whose it was. And that would sit on the kitchen table. Not the kitchen table. I'm sorry. The coffee table in the living room. And we weren't allowed to just go in there and eat them. Although Daddy did, you know. And then they would also get a big bag of what they called ribbon candy. It was a hard candy shaped like a ribbon. There were different flavors and such. And one year they got this candy that was blue. It was hard candy that was, it was really a strong peppermint that I really like. I like peppermint. And they always got candy canes that they hung on the tree. So we had some decoration that was traditional, I guess, with candy. Well, one of the rooms that Melania Trump has decorated in the White House is all candy. Everything is candy. And it's just gorgeous. It really is beautiful. And I'm not sure how much of that candy will get eaten, but it is beautiful. It's all candy. So we have this particular article is talking about her doing the candy as if it was a dig at the president prior to Michelle Obama's decorating in the White House. I don't believe it is. I don't believe Melania sat there and tried to think, well, what can I do to fight to what Michelle Obama did or to updo or whatever. I don't think it was that. And we know that that Michelle Obama also baked cookies in the White House. They didn't necessarily show that, but we know that they did. And but decorating is always a part of Christmas, and candy is a part of Christmas. I had some candy given to me in Sunday school, like I mentioned earlier, and can't seem to keep my little self out of it, and I'm going to get in trouble if I don't behave myself. We've got Roger in New Mexico. Roger, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just had a really interesting Christmas story that kind of puts everything in perspective. And this is a true story. This happened a couple of Christmases ago. I'm over at the mall in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and I'm walking through the mall. In the middle of the mall is the Christmas holiday spirit, and you know, there's a Santa Claus line up of children. And as I'm walking past the line, a little boy in the back shouted to his mother almost, real loud voice, "Mom, where's the lineup for baby Jesus?" Stop me in my tracks.
Oh, my. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Amazing. Out of the mouths of babes. Isn't that the way it is?
Yeah.
I appreciate that story. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate that story. Out of the mouths of babes. Yes, we have to keep it in perspective. It has gone so crazy commercial. My husband, I finally got him to put up some Christmas lights. He used to do that all the time, and he just quit doing it. And they've all been up in the attic for several years, 10 to 12 years. He said, I don't think it was that long, but it's been a long time. And he put them up this year. And here, lo and behold, he get a knock on the door, and he won first place in our little community with his Christmas lights. And somebody asked me, well, what have you got, just junk all over the yard? I said, no, we try to keep it a theme. And I said it won because of the theme, and the theme there is the nativity. And he puts a star up above on the top part of the house, and then he runs lights down from it as if the star is shining down into the yard around the manger. And it's very simple. It was very simple, but it just catches your eye, and it focuses on the nativity. It focuses on the Christ child, which is Christmas. And I'm going to post a story on my blog on the website. I don't do that very often. I know I should do it more often. I seem to have lost chance, my time to do a lot of writing. I'm writing now for Melody Cederstrom's newsletter, and I wrote one this weekend for her called The Three Gifts for the King. Three Gifts for the King. And I'm going to place that on the website, on the blog, so that you can read that. And it's talking about the three gifts for the King. This is something that I was pretty excited about. Joe Lieberman. Now, I have mentioned many times on the air here that I know that there are registered Democrats that aren't happy with what's going on in this nation. They aren't really socialists. They are the Democrats, or they want to be a part of the Democrat Party that was our grandparents and great-grandparents, and in my case, it would have been an uncle, that they might have bickered back and forth about different policies and different things, but they all wanted liberty and freedom and independence. They all wanted and recognized a republic. Now we talk about a democracy all the time instead of the republic. We talk about social issues instead about freedom and liberty and independence. Well, yesterday, President Donald Trump gave a speech about national security. And this is coming from Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman says, "It's America first, which frankly is all, it always should be America first. Our foreign policy, our defense policy should always be about American freedom, American security, and American prosperity. But this president, by this document, is fully engaged in the world to protect our security and our freedom and our prosperity. And I found it, in that sense, to be reassuring. I don't agree with everything about it, but I think it's a strong statement, and it's an honest statement. It's realistic." This is coming from Joe Lieberman. Back in his day, he was one of the most outspoken Democrats. He recognizes America first. I think it's strange to me that is a problem, that's an issue, as if we're wrong to even say that. I want my neighbor to be taken care of. I want you to be taken care of. I want me to be taken care of first. And then we can help others. Because if we don't take care of ourselves first, whether it's financially or otherwise, we can't help anyone else. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book, Mankind Has to Battle Its Way Back from Near Extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, Pure Entertainment, by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I had another little funny story that I was going to share with you, but we're going to go to the phone lines. Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
Great, Beth Ann. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Something you were just talking about, you know, America first.
Yes.
My mom used to always say, charity starts at home.
Yes, it does.
She's a very wise woman. I just wish she was around.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, there's a lot of people in our past we sure do miss, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Mom and Dad.
This time of year.
Mom and Dad.
Our favorite time of year.
Mom and Dad loved the family getting together. They didn't care about all the presents. But they loved, when they were older, they just loved the family getting together, and we're trying to keep that up. We're not going to be able to get us all together. Well, you just can't hardly get everybody together anymore, but we're going to try and keep it up as siblings anyway, and we're having that in January. As I said, two of my biggest Christmases will be in January, and I think of Mom and Dad. We always exchanged gifts, but... I think about them and how much that meant to them, just for the family to be together.
And, oh yeah, well my mom has such a great sense of humor. I mean, I remember when I first got out of the service, and this is kind of off the subject, but she asked me what I was going to do now, and I was kidding around with her. I said, "Well, Mom, I think I'm going to become a male prostitute." And she, you know what she said to me? She goes, "Well, I don't want you to starve to death."
Was that kind of a better keep your day job?
Yeah. It just made me laugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I remember one year I decided we were going to make a piñata. And so we made a piñata, and everybody helped fill it with candy. and we hung it up, and it was in the basement when we were still on the farm, and I literally made them. Now you can just go buy them, and they're pretty cheap, you know, but I literally made this pinata, and Mom was helping with the kids when we put it on the one side of the basement that wasn't finished there on the farm. And of course, the kids, they just massacred it. And somebody took a picture of my mom. It wasn't on purpose, but it was as she was bending over, picking up all this candy on the floor. And I still remember that. She said, "Oh, my goodness, somebody took a picture of that." I said, "I don't know who did it, Mom."
But see, those are the things you're going to remember the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. She loved it. She loved it. And they had a great time. And you know, that's something that my nephews and nieces remember is that pinata in the basement. And, you know, they're going to remember that more than they will what gift somebody gave them when they traded names. And Say that again.
I did that 1 year for my son. I didn't have no money. I had gotten laid off from my job, and money was really tight.
Mm.
And I went out to the wood shop, and for all his little Tonka toys, I made buildings out of wood and painted them.
Oh, wow.
You know, for his little vehicles.
Wow. That's pretty cool. That would be...
He still has them to this day.
I was going
to
say, he treasured those. I am certain that he treasured those. That is just absolutely...
Oh, yeah.
What a wonderful story.
My ex-wife said I was cheap. I said, "Well, you know what? I didn't have the money, and this is something he's going to remember the rest of his life."
And he did, didn't he? He still has it, you said? Oh, awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Ray, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Somebody out there might need that idea today because times are tough for a lot of people. I remember I sold Tupperware. You know, I sold Tupperware. Times were tough, and I sold Tupperware. And I won some gifts. I won some things, and I picked out these things, and that's what the kids got for Christmas. And they remember that. They got a road race set. I had these little chairs that folded out, and I had a merry-go-round that they had on the out in the front yard. And so they remember those, and we didn't spend a whole lot of money. They also remember that they got bikes, and we took the old bikes and had them repainted and everything, and when the paint kind of chipped off, the one boy caught on. He said, "Oh, that's my old bike." Yeah, but it's like new. It was all fixed up, ready to go. So you do what you have to do to survive. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate the call.
All right. God bless
you. God bless you. You know, it's hard to get back to the news when we're talking about what we can do to make life better for others. And it's not the gifts. It's not the gifts. It's the sharing. It's not the gifts. It's the sharing. As I'm sitting here, we have had, there's three of us that are really good friends, and all three of us have had a daughter or daughter-in-law that's been expecting, and all three of the pregnancies have been difficult pregnancies. And my daughter-in-law had her baby yesterday, and I just got a text that my friend's daughter had an emergency C-section this morning. The baby is premature. They are both doing fine. She had a baby girl, and you know, Lord blesses, and we have all been praying for one another, and the Lord blesses. You know, it's life is so precious. And here at Christmas, when we talk about that baby Jesus in a manger, but it's not that baby. It's that Savior with the greatest gift to all mankind. And that's the gift of love and eternal life. You know, no cookie that you bake can do that. No gift that you make or wrap can do that. And that's what this season is about. And this is when we should be sharing that good news with others, because they're more open at this time of the year than any other year. They see Christmas everywhere they go, whether you want to or not. Christmas to kids is all about the wrapping papers, the gifts, the presents, and what you're going to have. And you know, to adults, it's all the parties and the food and the trouble. You got to wrap it all up. You got to shop for it. You got to figure out what everybody's going to get. And it really comes down to there was no room in the inn. So a Savior, a King, was born in a stable, in a animal feeding trough. And we sit and worry about what we're going to spend on gifts when the greatest gift to give is love. God's love. The greatest gift is that. When I talk about bringing America home, I'm talking about that love. Oh, we talk about politics and we talk about Constitution and we talk about rule of law, but it is God's law that is based on God's love for mankind, our Creator, our Savior, the baby. He came, we held him in a manger. His mother kissed his face. She changed his diapers. He was just like you and I, except he was a king that came to save the world. I hope you've been lifted up by this show today. I had no intention to go in that direction. I had other news to share. But you know what? Bringing America home starts at home. Bring America home, people. Bring God's love. And we'll be back tomorrow. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.